Doctor, I was wondering what your thoughts were on the ESI implant by Spiraltek.
The ESI implant?
Yeah, I was reading about it on the Spiraltek website. It sounds amazing. You should look into it. I think your patients would be thrilled. It even has research articles done at Northwestern University.
ESI, huh? I'll do some research.
Spiraltek, located right here in Chicago, has developed a dental implant that is sure to change the game. Its advanced thread and fossa system is unique and allows the surgeon to place an implant virtually anywhere with ease. ESI implant is stable and allows you to place the teeth and implant in one day. It's intuitive. It's friendly to both the doctor and the patient. Spiraltek offers thorough education, and the price point is amazingly economical. It's a win-win for both dentists and patients alike. Do yourself a favor and learn more about the most innovative dental implant on the planet, ESI. Ask your dentist about the ESI implant. Visit Spiraltek.com now or call 312-440-7777. That's 312-440-7777.
David Hall here, and you know, I use Uber all the time, and I've met some awesome people doing though, and I have a great story about an Uber driver, and Uber wanted me to share it. My most memorable Uber experience came in Cleveland after the Cubs won Game 7 of the World Series back in 2016. Crazy night, about 2 in the morning when I left the ballpark finally, rain coming straight down, wind blowing like crazy. Had I walked to the pickup area at the intersection, I'd have gotten soaked. So I said to the driver, hey, can you pull closer to the media exit? Which meant, you know what, I didn't have to go outside. He had to go off the route, no big deal. He said, no problem, so I stayed dry and enjoyed the ride to the hotel. So don't forget to say thank you to your next Uber driver. If you feel they went above and beyond for you, don't forget to let them know how much you appreciated it.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Summer heat is coming soon. You can almost feel it. If your attic joists are visible, you don't have enough insulation, and you will feel it in higher energy bills. The Home Depot can help. Add blow-in insulation yourself in just a few hours, and you could save up to 15% on energy costs and reduce wear and tear on your cooling system. So don't lose your cool this summer. Right now, get a free blow-in machine rental when you buy 10 bags or more of select blow-in insulation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Hey, Google Pixel fans. For a limited time, get both our Sprint Unlimited plan and the all-new Google Pixel 3a included for under $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit, an 18-month lease, and a new line of service. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. Phone $11.07 per month after $5.56 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Remaining balance due if canceled early. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
It's Flo with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants. Go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, what are those things on your legs? I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. What they're doing with lasers these days is unbelievable. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, Even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-577-9696. 800-577-9696. That's 800-577-9696.
All new outlet, Octavia Spencer.
Are you dating anyone?
Kinda, not really, but did Brad Pitt say something about me? Is that what this is about?
Plus, Ellen's $1 million May.
This is money, and it's a lot of it.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC5.
See more.
Hear more.
Know more.
Get more in the morning with NBC5 News Today.
Zoraida Sambalin and Alex Maragos show you what's going on in the city and suburbs.
NBC5 News Today is up to the minute you're up. Weekdays starting at 4 a.m.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago's sports station.
Pro Football Talk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/Pro Football Talk.
Hey, Monday! We get better, better!
NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Mike Florio joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline. Home of the real deal. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Well, we're smarting. We're a little bit miffed that Peter King came up with his first pro player procurement moment ratings and has the Bears ninth, and he has somehow the Niners are the team that's jumped ahead of them that no one around here seems to understand. There's a lot of people throwing hands up. There's sighing in the streets. It's very upsetting.
You're not alone, though, and I love Peter, but we made it clear to Peter that we disagreed with his assessment. And when you look at the top 10 teams, we're trying to figure out how many of these teams are actually going to make the playoffs this year. I think if half of them make the playoffs, he's doing well. So I don't know what he's thinking. He's trying to get ahead of the curve on some of those teams, but I don't see any real reason to believe the 49ers are going to be a top 10 team this year.
That's crazy. I mean, they were 4-12 last year.
But there's always one.
I know there's always one, but to put them ahead of some of those other teams, that's what stood out as much as anything. If you want to say the Bears are ninth, I get it, because they it could happen, the schedule, injuries, whatever, but the 49ers, goodness sakes.
It's always better to be lower, though. It's always better to be lower, because then the players don't get big heads, and if anything, they have a chip on their shoulder. So I'd always rather be lower than higher.
So, Mike, in Denver, Joe Flacco has no interest in being a mentor, which was, I guess, not surprising because he's there to be the starter, but you didn't hear Alex Smith take that tack when he was in that role in Kansas City or Washington. How surprising was that to you, and what are the ramifications?
No, it didn't surprise me, because he went there specifically to be the new quarterback, and he wanted to get away from a situation where he had a young guy that was hovering over his shoulder. And the moment that Flacco got injured, it created an opportunity for Lamar Jackson to make Flacco irrelevant. He wants to play. He's not like a Josh McCown who signed on to be a mentor to a young quarterback with the Jets. You have to be all in for that. If you're not, then it's not going to be a good thing to expect that guy to teach a player when his goal is to try to be as good as he can be, and you trust the coaching staff to teach the young player. Sometimes it's jarring to hear it, but I think it makes sense. I mean, look, it's a competitive environment, and yeah, you're my competition, and I want to try to be as good as I can be and focus on being the one who plays, and it's not for me to try to make the guy who wants to supplant me better.
The Robert Kraft story takes another turn. There's been the judge ruled, granted a suppression of the video evidence, and now I guess they're going to try to get the whole thing thrown out because there's no evidence, but now they can go and try to restart that and see if they can get another judge to think differently. What's going to happen here?
Well, I mean, they'll appeal the ruling, but, the basic violation, and people look at this and say, oh, it's just a rich guy buying justice. The justice that Robert Kraft obtained is something that benefits plenty of innocent people who went and got massages who had their rights violated because they weren't engaged in any type of illegal activity. And because the police were so broad in how they performed their surveillance operations and videotaped people getting undressed, getting massages, getting dressed again without any type of sexual activity, that was the thing that caused that video to be thrown out. And also the false traffic stops to identify these guys, just pulling them over for any reason so you can link up the name to the guy who came out of the day spa in Jupiter, Florida. You know, how rampant are police practices like this? This case is exposing some pretty dirty stuff that the cops have been doing in South Florida for a while now. And I think that part of it is good because it will bring that practice to an end. Now, what happens with Robert Kraft remains to be seen. They will appeal the ruling. There still could be an effort to try to flip the alleged prostitutes to turn on him and say that there was solicitation. And then when it's all said and done, what's the league going to do? And one thing that I would suggest anyone who has access to the personal conduct policy to do, if Robert Kraft is exonerated, if he ultimately has the charges dropped, if he's acquitted, whatever, go look at the personal conduct policy and tell me where the violation is. Because if it was a player, there'd be no consequence at all. With an owner, though, because you know, held to a higher standard of the case may be, but I look at the personal conduct policy, and the violation doesn't jump off the page at me.
But you can't, you know, the feeling is that if you're coming down with the hammer on players, don't you have to, as you say, hold the owners
the
to
double
a higher
standard for
and
owners?
That, and just because the evidence isn't accepted in court doesn't mean the league doesn't know about it.
The league can still act regardless.
But here's the thing. When they go after a player who wasn't arrested or charged or ultimately wasn't convicted, there's some sort of violence underpinning the allegations, the Ezekiel Elliott case, the sexual assault allegations against Ben Roethlisberger. The guys who get punished by the league and suspended without actually being convicted or pleading guilty to a crime, the charges against them are far more serious than solicitation of prostitution. If a player had been charged with solicitation of prostitution and was acquitted, the evidence was dismissed, whatever the case may be, he's not getting punished by the league. And I think that nuance is going to get lost because there's going to be people who say, wait a minute, look at the crap they've done to the players over the years. They have to do something to craft in this situation. And maybe they will. Maybe there's no way that they can reconcile it. But when you look at the personal conduct policy, the fair outcome for a player would be no sanction. And if it's no sanction for a player, you can make an argument that it should be no sanction for anybody.
Mike, any significance to Odell Beckham Jr. showing up for voluntary workouts with the Browns?
Well, it's good that he's there, and I wrestle with this all the time because, hey, they're voluntary, and it's one way the players can exert a little bit of leverage over the teams. I've argued on many occasions that if the players really wanted to get management's attention, just do a mass boycott of the off-season program. Walk out. That you would get something in return to show up the next day. That's for damn sure. But on the other side of it, you got a new guy with a new team. You've got your teammates working and you're not. You know, I tried to make an example the other day and it wasn't a very good one, but what the hell, I'll use it again. Maybe it'll be better this time. It's like having a big family, right? And all the kids are downstairs cleaning the basement, but the one favorite son is off doing something else. And he's allowed to, right? It's all voluntary to clean the basement. But the ones who are cleaning the basement, they say, hey, he's not here, you know? And I think that you want to have that guy there. You want to be participating in the shared sacrifice. I think that's going to help to create the kind of bonds these guys are going to need in September, October, November, and December.
Mike, we'll let you go. Just on the way out, Quinnen Williams is already one of my favorite NFL players. He said that he wants to sack Tom Brady because Brady has been playing in the league before I was born. And of course, it's not actually true. But yeah, why ruin a good story?
He's a great guy. He's always got that smile. Yeah. He seems so friendly, seems so happy. We were talking about that yesterday. Like, at what point in the locker room are they going to be, like, looking at this guy as maybe kind of soft? Like, is he a killer or not? And they know he's a great player. But, you know, usually, we're used to these defensive linemen who are mean and nasty. And,
yeah.
And does that come out from him at some point? And it's just so strange to see a guy that good-natured playing a position where anything – but good-natured is what he's going to be doing on the field.
Hilarious. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Good stuff.
Right. See you guys.
That, of course, Quinnen Williams born in 1997.
Yeah.
And Brady drafted in 2000. So he was three.
Close enough.
But it's before I was even born. I mean,
he must think Tom's Michigan.
Even older. That will happen, though, in another few years. They'll
if
be drafted
Brady
some
continues
kid
to play yeah. until he's 45,
yes.
somebody's going to be tackling him that was
yeah.
not – born potentially when his first rookie season.
The guy that ends his career won't have been born before he, oh boy.
Answer to a trivia question.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see, speaking of NFL before we break, Mike Davis from the Bears bought his mom a house? Yes. Did you see that video? That was a nice gesture.
That was great.
Yeah, it's cool. Russell Wilson did the same thing with the Seahawks, but Mike Davis spent some of his new money wisely by buying his mom a house for Mother's Day.
I think Russell Wilson could buy the whole subdivision.
Yeah.
That's what his mom said. Just the one house?
Some quarterbacks buy watches for their offensive linemen. He's going to buy each of them a mansion.
Yeah, there you go. The other news is what Gonzo tweeted out.
Oh, yes, Mark Gonzalez from the Tribune. He gets everybody's appetite whetted by saying, Monday night, barring injury or weather.
Weather. Don't start on the weather. Okay. It's weather day.
Yu Darvish versus Jake Arrieta at Wrigley Field.
Wow. And Dustin said that
he needs Tuesday off.
He's going to take Tuesday off. He's got to go out there and scream at Yu Darvish.
Talk about a statement game.
Dustin, would you do various yoga poses while the game is ongoing just in support of your guy Jake Arrieta?
Should never have gotten rid of Jake.
Oh, wow.
You know, the problem was they insulted Mrs. Arrieta with that Cartier watch on his no-hitter perfect game, whatever that was, and she had the
bitter. It was not a perfect game. Let's not get it twisted.
She's like, really, Tom? This is what you're giving us? We're out of here.
Can't wait for that one. Monday night, though. That is going to be...
Yeah, that would be great.
Exciting.
Can't wait to see what you does.
Sure. Yeah, you can.
I think we all have a pretty good idea of what he's going to do at this point. Four innings, eight walks.
It's going to be Depends night at Wrigley.
Oh, boy. All right, we're going to bring in... why did it get scatological? We're going to bring in Dan and Connor next on Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score.
Joe Madden talks Cubs with Lawrence Holmes today at noon.
I'm a big believer in fastball first. When you do that, you get a lot of early count swings, and hopefully you're going to get a lot of early count outs.
Joe Madden talks Cubs baseball only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Official radio home of the Cubs. A radio.com sports station. Napa
Know How. You don't have to know fancy terms like ceramic, metallic, and calipers to know that this sound isn't a good thing. And now at most Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on brakes. Do it yourself or have it done for you and save $75. That's Napa Know How. Napa Know How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 5/31/19.
Time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is BOSS. Text B-O-S-S to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is BOSS to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All-new Ellen, Octavia Spencer.
Are you dating anyone?
Kind of, not really, but did Brad Pitt say something about me? Is that what this is about?
Plus, Ellen's $1 million man.
This is money, and it's a lot of it.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC5.
See more.
Hear more.
Know more.
Get more in the morning with NBC5 News Today.
Zoraida Sambalin and Alex Marigos show you what's going on in the city and suburbs.
NBC5 News Today is up to the minute you're up. Weekdays starting at 4 a.m. Give me
just a minute. Summer heat is coming soon. You can almost feel it. If your attic joists are visible, you don't have enough insulation, and you will feel it in higher energy bills. The Home Depot can help. Add blow-in insulation yourself in just a few hours, and you could save up to 15% on energy costs and reduce wear and tear on your cooling system.
so don't lose your cool this summer. Right now, get a free blow-in machine rental when you buy 10 bags or more of select blow-in insulation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Maybe you're not a morning person. Or maybe you are.
Hello, sunshine.
Either way, if you're a Northsider or a Southsider, Chicagoland loves waking up to breakfast at McDonald's. Get any size iced coffee for $2. Try French vanilla or caramel flavor and pair it with a breakfast sandwich. Sleepyhead? Or go-getter?
Embrace the day.
At McDonald's, together we breakfast. Your morning starts here, Chicagoland.